You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 168 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Monday, August 8th. 8/8/16. Whoa, you guys.
Ayo.
Arithmetic.
Math.
Yeah. Yeah, so today's Monday, which means we're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars today. Oh, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mather.
And that's a shocker.
It's been a while.
Shocker of the century. How long have it,
of
has
the
it
century,
been? Well, know. No, we found out before the podcast how long it's been since Akshay's been on the podcast.
What, like December?
No, because you're like, where's your seat? Because
of where things are situated.
Yeah, when did you make those changes to this?
I'm pretty sure you've been here since.
I feel like that was a long time, like longer than when we started doing the once a day format. But
yeah,
that's what I think.
Michael's never sat next to me.
Michael has sat
really?
Next to you many a
Are
times.
Are you sure?
Michael's never sat next to me.
I think I did.
Michael's always been across from me with the giant monitor in my way.
No.
I don't think that's true.
I think you're like reverting to this.
I don't believe this. I think that's just
because you were on the pod. There's like a few weeks where it was like you and then Brian and then like you on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time I even. The last time.
We should be able to look this up.
Yeah, we can. I'm trying to, but my.
Like, it shouldn't be that hard.
The last time I talked about a movie on here was The Big Short.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
That was in November. That was in November when I saw The Big Short. November or December. So it's been. Holy shit, it's been 8 months.
But you've definitely been doing, like, you were on the daily format, though.
Yes. Yeah, you've sure. been on the daily format.
I've been on the daily format.
For sure.
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
Because we've been doing this for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's 68 weeks, so.
Anyways, I'm back.
Anyways.
I guess he's back. Is he, though?
Not entirely.
Yes.
Here. The left side of my body is shutting down.
He's here. He can only do left. He can only hear out of the left side. And,
or no, he can only hear out of the right side.
Right side. Yeah. And only can see certain things and certain words, so.
Yeah. So, Akshay, let's give you a little rundown since it's been a while since you've been on here. Mm-hmm. On Mondays, we talk about superhero and Star Wars news.
I knew that.
Tuesdays.
I mean, you should actually hear what, if there's, because I don't think we add many things, but maybe he's like.
Oh, like American Sweetheart.
Yeah, I've never been
American Sweetheart.
That.
I don't know that sounds familiar.
I don't think he has been
I don't think
that.
You have been on here
that
since.
That hasn't been that long.
That's pretty recent.
Like, we definitely had that while. The setup was like this, not like
yeah.
the chair.
Yeah, and Brian's been on the podcast.
Yes.
I think we started doing it after, that was like the last time Brian was on, after his like streak.
It was the week where you...
It was the week after. I called everyone America's Sweetheart.
You called people America's Sweetheart, and he was really mad at who you called.
Yeah, because
originally.
I didn't put like Sandra Bullock or Julia Roberts or something in there.
And then that's what we kept doing it week after
week. To mock Brian.
that's how that one started.
One of my favorite segments started out of mocking Brian.
I feel like a lot of your segments start out of mocking people.
You, mainly.
Yes, mainly me.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of you.
It's a nice change to mock Brian.
Yeah, speaking of you, Tuesdays, The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, that one's still, that still made the cut.
Yeah.
Still there.
Hasn't hit the floor yet.
Is that our longest running, like, section? Like
that and Trailer Talk, I think, are, like, the longest.
Yeah, because we even got.
Well, I mean, superhero and Star Wars news is, like, pretty fundamental to our podcast.
Yeah, that's kind of the.
Starting the week off strong.
Meat and potatoes, as they say.
Or, like, the soy and potatoes, as I say.
Okay.
Is reviewed still a thing?
Yes.
That is still.
Are we still doing Netflix recommendations?
Yes.
How have we not gone through the entire catalog?
Because they keep adding stuff and taking stuff away.
They take a lot of stuff away.
That's true.
They actually take away more than they add.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
So somehow you think we'd run out, but not yet.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like.
But then they add new shows and we're like, that's a new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they bring stuff that they took off earlier and I'm like, did we do that one? Because they just added it. But now it's new again, but I always like recommend stuff that's gonna leave like
the next day.
Yeah,
like
the next
Sandlot.
Day, I'm like, watch it now.
He recommended Sandlot on a Friday. It was gone on Monday.
Yeah,
you have the weekend.
But it still counts.
Yeah,
because I recommended before it was to.
Or sorry, he recommended The Sandlot.
The Sandlot. Yes, that's the title.
But yeah. So
Tuesdays,
The Leftovers, where we talk about everything that's not superheroes and Star Wars.
Yep.
Wednesdays. We viewed, reviewed,
mm-hmm.
and discussion question.
Ooh, what's this week's discussion question?
I forgot.
Oh, if you could have a famous person do a commentary on something, like a movie or something, what would it be?
I'll have a couple days to think about that.
Yeah. because we record this on a daily basis.
Of course.
Not all at
Monday
once.
Through
that would be crazy.
Friday.
Not all at once. That would be
an hour a day. Insanity. It'll get it done.
Yeah. Michael drives down from Ventura.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
Every
like,
day just to
record the podcast.
Which is why when people try to hang out with me during the week, I'm like, nope, got to record the podcast.
Like, didn't you do that already? I know. It's the next day's podcast.
Not your antisocial tendencies or anything. It's because you're hanging out with Michael and us.
Oh, you know, I'm very social. Oh, sure. I take that as a personal attack. I will salt your fields.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Worked hard on those fields.
Yeah, that's a callback to Questiny Pizza, mm-hmm. our new podcast, where we play Destiny Pizza, or Dungeons & Dragons.
We play Destiny Pizza. It's not called Dungeons & Dragons. We invented our own quest game.
Our own RPG.
It's the exact same thing. Same rules, but...
You control people who have a podcast. Not that exciting. Yeah, so Wednesday, we've reviewed and discussion. Thursday, also known as Thor's Day, we do America's Sweetheart.
I love how you question
Thor's
mark things.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not sure.
You're like, wait, is that what we do?
America's Sweetheart. What is that one? You just one
I choose someone who I think is America's Sweetheart that week. Maybe this week it's you, Uxher.
I mean, it's usually a celebrity.
Yeah, it's usually a famous
and
person.
It's usually an old white dude for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, I only choose white dudes. But, yeah, and then we read some trivia about them on the internet. Mm-hmm. And then Mike tries to guess their age, and sometimes I try to have him guess their height as well.
Oh, really? Ooh. Has that happened before?
We've done that a few times. What and sometimes we don't do it.
Keep doing that because we're just going to do taller or shorter than you.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. We just do taller or shorter than me. Sorry. Yeah, that's what it is.
What if you start listing off the facts and Michael and I have to try to guess
who it is? Oh, that's a good wrinkle.
I like that.
I like that.
The loser has to take a shot.
Okay, no. Because this podcast becomes unmanageable when everyone starts drinking. But I like that. I start listing off random facts about them.
Yes, that's a good idea.
And then after, we say what we want to see them in next and what we like, maybe a favorite movie of theirs.
Okay.
And then we also do This Week in Movies in the Now or Twimitin. And that's where we watch trailers. We talk about trailers for movies that are coming out that week.
Oh, we watch them.
No, we stopped doing that because we actually used to do that for a little bit.
But now we actually watch
we watch them before and talk.
Yeah, we
about
watched
them
before, which we did, and then we switched to watching them while
commentary
recording
style.
It. Yeah, okay. and then we
sound good.
Yeah, it was really weird, and then we went back.
I
like to watch it before and then talk about it.
And then we also do trailer talk where we talk about trailers that we saw this week.
Yes, I like that one.
Which I think we're gonna have some to talk about because we all saw a movie in theaters this week.
Yes, we gotta add some to that list.
Like Dunkirk, what a riveting trailer that one was.
Pretty amazing.
Usher was genuinely excited about that trailer.
That's the only trailer I saw, actually.
I was very confused. I was like, when's the twist?
I was like, this is Christopher Nolanism. Like, why is he
Batman?
He's the only one that's like, all right, I'm going to show you trailer.
We'll talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll move on from there. Go.
And then Friday, we do Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want.
I remember that. So the only real new thing is
America's Sweetheart. Yeah,
we're evolving.
Which you made better.
He fed it a bunch of candy and it evolved. Because that's how evolution works. Right? Charles Darwin hates
us. Of course. You must eat candy made of your people.
Yeah,
and that makes you evolve.
Which is why I've been killing other Drew Patels. Turning into candy.
What a sick game.
Grind you guys.
But then how do you also get candy just for catching them?
You incubate eggs while walking.
You do.
And hatching them.
Yeah.
They're just like carrying around candy. I think maybe candy comes off them like feathers for our bird. They just have candy.
But then why wouldn't you use that as like a can? Does it not regrow back? You can't use a candy farm out of one.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they lose candy over time or something. These are the questions that I have.
Or is like Professor Willow he has a bunch of candy.
He has like extra candy. He's like, hey, I'll trade you one candy.
But what is he doing with the ones when you give them to him? Maybe he's like a conservationist and he like throws them back into the wild.
But maybe.
People usually think the worst. I think he's doing bad things.
Maybe he's sending them to other countries. Maybe that's why other countries can't play Pokemon Go, is because they don't have enough Pokemon.
Yeah, so that he's building
so
the
he's
stockpiles.
Like, he's sending them to Brazil. He sent them to Latin America this week.
Yeah. Could be. Could be.
That's like the cutest theory, I think.
That's the nicest one.
Yeah. That's like if a little kid said that.
Just do the gif of he's putting them into a grinder and grinding them out into candy.
But like that's useless because like you only get one candy. You're telling me is he keeping other candy?
He must have a machine that he gets more candy out of one than he gives you.
So he just gives you one. And then
but he gets like 10 or 15 or.
Oh, and then he sells that candy?
Yeah.
No, but we can't buy that candy. It's a huge business. Who's he selling that candy to?
That's a good question.
He's just taping it to Pokemon in the wild. Yeah.
That Professor Will has got quite a life.
Yeah,
he's living.
So yeah, let's talk about some superhero news. Spider-Man Homecoming news.
Got a cast member joining. Martha Kelly. Yes, the cast is not complete. So she's a co-star of Baskets.
And on FX.
On FX.
Was Zach Galifianakis.
Yes, and of course we don't know who she's playing.
No.
But that's the news we got.
And recent UFC champ Tyrone Woodley also has a role. He just beat ruthless Robbie Lawler, mm-hmm. who we saw fight all those months ago.
Yes.
So it's very relevant to us. Even though I've seen a lot of people fight, because that's what I do. I like watching people fight. Robbie Lawler got knocked out after being champion for a long time. So it's like everything's going Tyrone Woodley's way.
Yeah. I think he was in a couple of other things, too.
Yeah, like I think previously. He's... Previously. Yeah. Like, and I think he's going to be in, like, new kickboxer? Are they making mm-hmm. a new kickboxer movie? Yeah. And, like, every UFC star is in that mm-hmm. movie. And also, he's going to be in Fast 8. I know that's not really superhero news, yeah. but...
Might as well
I didn't want to put it again and be like, twice. Oh, remember that guy who we talked about yesterday? He's also in this movie.
Yeah, might as well say it here.
And then it's also rumored that Nick Offerman is going to be J. Jonah Jameson, a.k.a. John Jonah Jameson.
J-J-J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
J-Man.
Who's...
I like this.
Is it only because he has a mustache in Parks and Rec? Or does he wear a mustache all the time?
I've seen him without one, and it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
In the comics?
No, I'm saying Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Get your head out of your ass, man.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah, I agree. That's a good choice if that's the case.
But I can't imagine him yelling as much.
That's true.
Like, because...
But I don't think they would play him that way.
His demeanor in Parks and Rec is like... Leslie.
Yeah, he's very calm.
He's very calm, but like stern.
But you can have that like deadpan, like, what the fuck are you... saying right now.
Yeah, it would just be a different J. Jonah.
Yeah,
it would be a lot.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Because in my head, J. Jonah Jameson is a screamer.
Yeah, that's all. It's always
he's like one of those monkeys at the zoo that just shrieks. Which is why it's weird when he's like normal. That's always weird. Like, remember?
But then there's also the rumor that, well, maybe it's like a paper, like a school paper or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of rumors going out there.
Well, like Mr. Jameson.
Yeah, maybe he's a teacher, too. Everyone's a teacher.
Anyone over 30 is a teacher. Anyone under 20 is a student.
Yeah, right? That's how their casting works, I think.
Yeah.
I'll take place in a school, and they're never going to leave the school. And, yeah.
And the real villain is bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, how far we've come where, like, normally, like, the bullied kid turns into a superhero. Now they're like... Let's take that away. I've argued this before on the podcast that bullying isn't that bad because a lot of kids who went on to be great people were bullied. Granted, a lot of people, I guess you could say the same thing about Holocaust survivors. Like,
damn, going there.
Never mind. I take back my position because, like, is it worth all that death and suffering for like a few grapes?
No. I don't think so.
Because there are other ways.
Not in that.
They can suffer in other ways that could make them great.
Yeah, like it doesn't need widespread death and suffering. No. But without the Holocaust, we would have never gotten Schindler's List, you guys. That was a quality film.
Okay.
That's one way to look at it, but not
worth it.
I guess
doesn't quite match
up. There's something to be said about looking at everything in a positive
way. Remember how like last week I was like, we really need a Netflix show?
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say we really need another Holocaust.
Oh jeez. Jeez, Usher. I'm not a monster.
But we really
but I mean if that's what it took to get a Netflix show.
You just got to look at this 50, 60, 70 years down the line.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen to those people?
Like, Holocaust 1 is how we're going to call it. We got Schindler's List. Holocaust 2, Netflix, Destiny Pizzas, maybe?
Destiny Pizzas.
A weird, convoluted way we get a show out of this.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? There's only one person who called this. Let's give them a show. It's going to be us. We'll be 90.
Yeah.
We'll be in our late 90s.
Because it'll take a while to happen.
But
would we be survivors of this said Holocaust?
No.
Wait, we wouldn't be survivors?
Oh, no, you think there was any survivors of the Holocaust in Schindler's List?
Was there?
You're telling me Liam Neeson survived the Holocaust?
I don't.
I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying there's no cameo by like this guy actually.
Do you think that's okay?
I don't know if it's okay. Does that ever happen? Where it's like a terrible life event, and then the guy cameo like
there's a cameo in Jaws where like a guy survived a shark attack and he was in Jaws.
Yeah. Like in Salem, are there any cameos by, oh, I was actually there when this happened?
Like United, what was that movie about 9/11?
Yeah, United.
World Trade Center?
93?
Oh, yeah. 93. I guarantee you, none of the people.
Okay.
I don't think people really do cameos in like actual events. But
none of the people that were on the original plane.
I don't think that's...
Michael gets it now.
Yeah, I finally figured it out.
Maybe on what's that Sully movie?
Sully Sullenberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Like well, the Sully.
Does Sully. Do you think maybe. You want to relive that? You're I know that's... I get to be in a movie, but I have to relive some a.
People, well, I think if it's Sully Sullenberg, like you think Sully.
No, not him. I'm saying like him. Any should. Passenger.
Nah.
No.
I think they're trying to down.
Where they're like.
Because it's a weird cameo too, because it's like no one's ever not going to know who that is. You're not going to be able to point them out. That guy was actually on this plane.
Be like, dude, you know one of the passengers? You know the one that had genuine fright on his face?
Why did you make me go
that
through this
just,
again?
That was just PTSD.
He's like, I just wanted to be in a Tom Hanks movie.
Whatever it takes, whatever it takes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know. I remember hearing a story. I think it was Escape from Sobibor. Mm-hmm. Was that the one where they had consultants who were Holocaust survivors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like during one of the scenes, like one of the guys like freaked out and like started running also in onto set and everything because it was.
Oh, he was on set.
No, yeah. He was on set as a consultant and he like ran into the scene because it was like, it brought back all these like horrible memories. I think that mainly that's why they don't do that.
I think so.
They learned their lesson.
But I mean, like, I saw the Goosebumps movie, and I think the actual R.L. Stine cameoed in it. And I know that's not real.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, are you sure?
But
I feel like you should have changed the sentences around.
No, because Jack Black was playing R.L. Stine in the movie, but R.L. Stine was also in the movie, not as himself, but he cameoed. And I know that's fiction, but that's still like cameoing in something. Like,
do you think Lance Armstrong was in that one movie with the guy from Flash Forward where he was Lance Armstrong?
Well, weren't they like not being kind to him?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think
if it's a negative light, they'll
what
be
about
like,
Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network?
No, maybe.
Yeah, like that could
no, could've. Because they made Mark Zuckerberg look like a dickhead.
But I feel like it upped his like.
But it also.
I think it helped. I'm sure it helped Facebook. I'm sure it helped. Like, it upped his celebrity, for sure.
Okay, they're going to say it upped his stock. I was like, actually, Facebook wasn't publicly traded at the time, so...
Now, his celebrity, like, he became more famous.
Or infamous.
Yeah, one of the two.
Still famous.
Probably. What about in that Google commercial with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn?
Oh, the interns or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the founders...
anybody who worked at Google...
Like, Sergey Brin...
Or whatever.
I don't know. Those two guys.
Did anybody cameo? I feel like they would.
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they're in there somewhere.
That was, like, a good... That was a... Put Google in a good light, kind of.
Yeah,
I like the fact that one geeky couple called each other like the moon and my stars, and like from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. I like that they play Quidditch.
You would, nerd. Speaking of nerds, I'm just kidding. Thor Ragnarok news: the Kotati are going to appear in the movie. Do you know who the Kotati are, Uksher? Don't read this off the top of your head. You know who they are?
Not entirely.
Mike?
Are they aliens? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually don't know who they are.
Sounds like Qatari. Never heard of them.
I don't know the spatial...
Chitauri? They were in Thor.
No, they were in
Avengers. They're in Avengers, yeah. The first one.
They were in Guardians, and the one was in the cage.
Yeah, just like the Dark Elf, which was in Thor, too.
Yeah.
And the Slither Slug from James Gunn's first movie.
And
the, or not first movie,
the
but...
Pod, the weird Adam Warlock pod thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that thing called.
And that duck. Yeah. Howard.
Howard
the duck.
And Cosmo.
And there's Cosmo. A lot of things in that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are the ones who give the power to the Mantis, who will be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So maybe some tie-in.
Yeah. Because you would think in space there's some tie-in to Guardians and Thor.
They also say in space no one can hear you scream.
Is that what they
what
say?
What if they did like a really scary Marvel movie? Yeah, would you watch
like
it?
A realistic, yes. Like,
would you watch it?
A scary.
If
depends.
There was like a horror movie that was tied into the Marvel universe.
I feel like they wouldn't do that.
Kind of like how, was it, Cloverfield Lane 13 was a scary. Or like
10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, if it's, Cloverfield Lane. If it's that kind of movie, yeah.
Like completely like just off, like not,
it's like
nothing
off genre.
Yeah. Like that's not, yeah. I'd do that. That I don't consider cool. Like 10 Cloverfield Lane like a scary movie. I mean, there's like,
it's a psychological.
There's scary
drama.
Movie, and then yeah, and then there's like horror, which is, like, is frightening.
Scary, like really scary. Like,
yeah. Conjuring too scary.
I don't think
I didn't
would.
See.
I don't
Conjuring
think they would
too.
Ever do that though.
Nah, they wouldn't do it.
But if they did,
I'd watch if it. They did,
would you watch it?
I'd probably
like
watch
the completionist
it.
In you.
But I don't know.
To watch it.
I would watch it, but I probably I don't know if I
just
don't because know.
It's
I'd
Disney
it.
And Marvel's
I'd have to.
Universe has got to be good.
I'd be forced to.
Like, what if we found out like Doctor Strange was just like. Really scary.
Yeah.
that reminds me. Eduardo told me he went to go see the Nightcrawler movie in theaters.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Because he thought it was like...
He thought it was your movie?
Oh. Yeah, Nightcrawler spinoff.
He thought it was an X-Men Nightcrawler
really?
Spin-off.
Oh, that sucks.
That must
he,
be
liked
a,
the, he liked the movie.
It's well, a good movie.
That, like, I know, but like not, I don't even like going into a movie if I think it's going to be funny and then it's not funny. Like, remember
yeah,
when
like
we watched
50-50?
It really changes your...
Yeah, 50-50 Crusher.
Yeah.
Famously.
Oh, my God.
And then, what was that one?
Yeah, it doesn't
Nebraska?
Matter how good a movie... Yeah.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it is. With Bob Odenkirk and Will Forte.
Yeah.
We're like,
I mean,
that's
they were the stars. But...
Those are hilarious people. They're yeah. not the stars?
No,
Odenkirk was the star.
Bruce Dern? Bruce Dern's like the main...
Oh, Will Forte is the main guy, isn't he?
No, well, no, Bruce Dern. It's about him going to Nebraska.
Is that the black and white movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I always thought. What, yeah, I didn't know.
Remember what, we watched? We tried to watch
we
it at my
tried
house.
Watching
yeah.
It,
and we're like, oh like, my gosh.
And we thought it was a comedy.
These
and
guys are so funny. Tell somebody tell a joke.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, he's like he died or something. Like that.
Yeah,
someone died.
It's like, this is terrible.
Also, the Quinjet was seen on set. Ooh.
Well, I'm assuming that's because Thor he flew off in that jet. I Hulk? Mean, Hulk.
I was like,
yeah, Thor
like,
flies
like,
in
weird.
Jets, man.
She's
like Wonder Woman. She flies,
way.
But she has a jet for some reason.
That's like
so.
If you had a bicycle and you just walk your bike everywhere.
Exactly. So Hulk was in that jet, so I'm assuming.
Wait, Hulk was in the Quinjet?
Yeah, at the end of Ultron, he was like, I'm going to fly off in a jet because... Because
I'm sad.
Because I'm sad, Hulk.
Hulk sad.
Hulk sad. I don't remember that scene for some reason.
You also don't remember to talk into the mic.
But he's got those his big hands and the little buttons, and I'm like, how is he flying this thing?
It's like autopilot or something, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But then the autopilot turned off because like they couldn't track him. The tracking. He was smart enough to either disable it or just very coincidental that they couldn't
find him. Where do you think he
went?
Asgard.
I don't think the Quinjet can go into space, though.
I don't think it needs to go into space when Thor opens up a portal.
Yeah, Thor just sucks him up. He's like, I need some help.
Yeah. Thor
needs to open. You're the only one strong. I mean, I pretend I'm nice with the Avengers, but they're really pretty weak compared to you.
Okay, so I had this really weird dream last night mm-hmm. that I have to talk about.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with superheroes, so. Right. I had a dream I was hanging out with Samwell Tarly.
Like the character, not
the Yeah, the
Citadel?
Character.
All right.
And
yeah, at the
we
wall?
Were becoming maesters.
At the Citadel?
Oh, at the Citadel?
Yeah.
What were you maestering in?
I don't know. Like, I didn't know you had to maester in something, so clearly I don't know.
He's, like, trying to absorb all the knowledge of everything.
Yeah, I'm just trying to absorb as much knowledge as possible.
So you know that, like Qyburn and Maester Pycelle, they have the chains.
Yeah.
Each link in a chain means they're a Maester of something. So the more links.
They wouldn't even see me. I'd look like Mr. T, bro.
Are the chains like labeled so you can see what they each mean? Or are you like, I got a lot of chains. I'm not going to tell
you. They call me Chaining Tatum. Like that Drake line.
Two chains.
No, like 17 chains is my Maester name.
It's the material of the chain that means something.
Like the link.
The
link in the chain.
Damn. I always wondered. I was like, that's pretty badass. But then like some of them don't have anything. And I was like, this guy doesn't deserve to be a Maester.
Like,
Yeah.
What do you do if you only have one, though? You just hold, like, wear it as like, a bracelet or something?
I think in order to become a Maester at a house, they, like, interview you and they assume you.
They're like, hey, let me see
can
your
you
chain.
Like, how many chains maester? Do you have?
Can you be a shitty Maester if it's, like, a shitty house? And you're like,
I kind of flunked out.
What's Sir Davos's house? It's like a new house, so he can have a shitty Maester.
Do you even get a Maester if you're like that small of a house?
Do Maesters come to you, or do you find a Maester?
There must be a market. I don't know.
Yeah, and do they like the Maesters? Do they travel around?
Well, also,
or like mostly they're from your family ish.
I think if you're an established house, you send someone to be the Maester. Like
For someone from your village, you're like, go train, come back here,
come back, and then work. I'm sure the
nerd.
In the Citadel area, they collect students, and then the lesser houses get,
the rejects.
This guy's not so smart, but, you know, he still learns something.
Yeah, he knows a little bit. Gambit won't happen until 2017, according to Simon Kinberg. That's not a surprise, because this year's almost over, and we haven't heard anything.
I'm pretty sure it won't happen.
It probably won't happen in 2017. Filming, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would be.
I wouldn't be surprised if it gets pushed to 2018 if they haven't started filming yet.
They said he said he wants to get the tone right, and he's willing to wait for that.
Good for you.
That means he's going to make it more Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's like, make it funnier.
Oh, God. If it works, it works. If it
doesn't work. I was like, just make more Deadpool.
Yeah.
Be fine with that.
Like, what's the point of...
Yeah, they're X-Men. Like, they're at a crossroads. I think they should just give them to Marvel, because they're kind of at a point where they're like, this is a good breaking off point of... They're pretty much done with what they've been doing, except for Deadpool.
Yeah. There's still another X-Men movie coming out, right?
But we don't know anything about it. We like
takes place in the 90s.
Yeah, but I think this Gambit movie is more on the docket than that X-Men movie. Surprisingly, and I don't feel like this Gambit movie is really on the docket.
So. What's the dude's name? The guy who has sex with kids, allegedly.
What?
Who? What's the name?
Subway?
Oh, Bryan Singer.
Yeah, Bryan Singer.
He's doing 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, shit. Remember when I said I wanted to be in that movie?
Yeah.
No more. For
you're
Disney?
You're not a kid. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because they're doing two of them or something.
Yeah,
right?
This one's, I think it's for Fox. I don't know.
10,000?
I'm not a kid.
Wait, I don't think he's doing an X-Men movie.
You're telling me he's not attracted to my boyish looks? He's like, shave your face. I'm like, but I thought I was Captain Nemo. He's like, not right now.
No.
I'll show you my Nautilus. And I was like, oh, God, what is going on? My mom warned me about Hollywood.
And you went anyways.
I went anyways.
It's like, I had to be Nemo.
Yeah. He's like, you're lost, boy. We're going to find you. I was like, oh, God. Wrong Nemo. Why is my fin so lucky? That would be a horrifying movie where he, like, I get to his house, he breaks my arm in the door.
You have a lucky fin.
He's like, oops, I guess we'll call it your lucky arm. I was like, oh, God. He's like, get it, Nemo, lucky. And then everything just goes wrong. That'd be a weird horror movie. Would you watch that horror movie?
Nope.
Where Bryan Singer just tries to take advantage of me?
I don't know. I think that'd be better than the blind dude movie where the blind dude's trying to kill people.
That movie looks crazy. I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Don't Breathe.
Daredevil?
Don't Breathe. Yeah, Daredevil. Ray. Yeah.
That's the exact description of Daredevil as well. That's his secret origin. His kids broke into his house, and he's like, I'm going to go kill these
We don't... Wait, did that happen in the first season, right? Where the guy breaks into his house? Were the girls there?
That's the first episode. It doesn't break into his house.
He breaks into her house.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to see an episode where someone tries to break into his house.
Yeah.
Just like by chance?
Yeah, so they're just trying to rob somebody or like kill somebody.
Just rob someone.
It just happened to be Daredevil.
Yeah. That's a trope that doesn't happen enough in superhero movies. Because then he
is
has
that
to
explain. Actually,
well, because that's a good point.
Does he explain himself to the cops?
He has to explain himself to the cops, like, why did a blind person destroy, like, a guy with a knife or a gun? And then like, people start piecing together the fact that, like,
but I feel
he
like
could be
they,
Daredevil.
They just,
but no one knows that Daredevil's
blind. I feel like
blind,
they'll just brush it off, be like, I got lucky, I guess, and then yeah. He's on his way.
He's like, sir, it's true. His arm is broken. I heard that's lucky in some cultures. Suicide Squad news. I'm sure you saw this movie.
I did.
Did you regret it? I'm really curious what Usher rated this movie.
I really could see.
Don't say it.
Okay.
But
okay. I honestly can see anybody on any scale in it. I think it can be defended either way.
Not above it.
Well, not above at a certain.
Above point. A what? Out of eight.
A certain point.
Six out of eight.
So if you give it a seven or
eight,
six
is probably like the highest I could see somebody rating it.
If you give it a seven or eight,
I mean, I guess delusional. The range is I could probably see it from like a.
I think if they give it a seven or an eight, they are most likely one of those veterans who came back from World War II that they lobotomized. Because you have a serious brain defect if you give it a seven.
Yeah, and I can only see that if you're like, I just really love that character and like. I don't care the movie
if, like,
isn't a great
Deathstroke
plot.
Deathstroke is your favorite character in the entire universe, and you finally wanted to see him, then maybe.
Let's talk more about that on Thursday, or no, on Wednesday. But so it made had a record August opening.
What does that mean? For
domestic.
Domestic.
Money.
Really?
Yeah, $135 million opening.
August is traditionally a weak month, but...
Before it was
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Was the first number one.
Yeah.
This beat it by a lot.
I mean, so, it made $40 million more than Guardians in its opening weekend.
I mean, Guardians was... No one knew
what it was. Out of nowhere,
yeah. So that's okay.
But in the long run, I'm sure Guardians will have made more than this movie.
Probably won't make it to 300.
No,
because I don't think what they say it's not probably not getting a China release either.
Yeah, it's not going to get a China release, which is
there's so many of the, like why Ghostbusters not? Was a movie like that, like there's Deadpool was like that.
Chinese people don't like ghosts; they're very scared
of
like the supernatural.
Are they
or something.
Afraid of that? The sword that takes your soul.
A soul reaper. They're like a Japanese person.
No!
A Japanese person with a sword that
like,
can take your soul is horrifying to a Chinese person.
Okay. This is like a the horror witch. Movie. Hard.
Yeah, but I think it has to do with the witch.
Interesting.
Oh,
the Enchantress. I think so.
Weird.
A lot of her powers, I think, would not jive well with the Chinese.
Because they believe it, or they're like,
yeah, they're very superstitious about ghosts and supernatural spirits and
when
stuff.
When they eventually make that Justice League Dark movie, I don't think they're going to be
probably
in for that one.
Just a black screen the entire time.
They just don't even get released over there. Like,
yeah, but they do also have a limit on how many they can. Like
how many American movies they can or foreign films they can show you?
Yeah,
and then when they can get released because there's like 2 weeks where they're not allowed to release any foreign movies and it's only for Chinese movies.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're starting to release Chinese movies in America. So
yeah, like that Matt Damon,
The Great Wall.
Yeah,
did you see the trailer for that movie?
I didn't see the trailer for it. No,
that movie looks weird.
Yeah,
because I'm like, why is Matt Damon in a Chinese movie?
Yeah,
remember that commercial they used to show a long time ago of? I don't know who was showing the commercial. But it was like Chinese people in a classroom in the future, and they're like, "What was America's downfall?" And it's like taking out loans from us. Ha 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 ha. Remember that?
No,
it's probably the truth.
I don't know. I think it might have been like some. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I was like, "Is this the beginning of that?" Where like they start with their movies,
their culture is coming to us.
Yeah, even though they put a white person, they know the secret to us.
Well, I mean,
enjoying
it's not like
their culture.
It's not like our culture is not in, like. Way over there.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, our culture's way more in their culture than I think our culture, their culture's into ours. Right?
Probably.
Like, considering all the Western, like,
how many, how many people in America that can't speak Chinese do you think have Chinese tattoos versus how many Chinese people in China that don't speak English have English tattoos?
Yeah, but that's like,
I don't think that's like,
that's not representative.
I'm talking about like, yeah.
But that's true. That's funny.
I'm talking about like movie, like entertainment. And
food.
Like restaurants,
Chinese food,
and
in
like,
America, I think is way bigger than American food in China.
That's everywhere.
Yeah,
though.
But like,
no one likes American food.
Yeah,
burgers and
that's
stuff.
That's why international food is so popular, because like, what do we have? Burgers.
I had In-N-Out twice yesterday. I'm sure. I love American food.
That's because you're American.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, you can see a Chinese restaurant here, but you're not like, that doesn't correspond to a restaurant back in China.
That's true. Like, it's like an American version of Chinese food.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you see on the, you can walk down a street in China and be like, this looks like a street in America to an extent.
That's because we're the best. Comes down to that.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's a lot of Chinese stuff there. I don't know. There's a lot of Chinese people where we live, though.
I think China is a tough example.
Well, it's a big place. I'm talking in generalized in like
some cities. In like about Russia, for sure. More American influence in Russia than Russian influence in America.
Yeah. I just feel like America isn't really, like, there's pockets of it, but I feel like overall it's pretty still isolationist.
Other than Chinese food, there isn't really.
Yeah, there's no like,
there's no like C-pop instead of K-pop. There's no like Chinese TV shows that we watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because it's like easily created here. Where over there, it's harder, I think, to create stuff with the government being in all up in your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, apparently in the movie, there's a scene. Like, they do these things where it's kind of like a baseball card where you see all their stats and stuff.
Yeah.
And for Harley Quinn, it says that she takes credit for Jason Todd's death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said thinking it was something like she's his accomplice to...
A lot of those things flash too quickly for me to read.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't read that.
I don't think you were supposed to be able to read it.
I think everyone's supposed to freeze frame it when they get the DVD or...
Blu-ray or digital copy.
Yeah. Because I didn't see that. I just read that online.
Is that something you guys would do?
No.
Okay. I would just read it online.
Yeah. Actually, I was curious.
Someone else did the work.
Usually I'll read about it before. I mean,
I was wondering.
Usually someone posts like an Imgur album link on Reddit, and I never have to.
Yeah.
That's very real. That's how.
That's what I mean by like someone will read online. I mean, I won't, but like someone will, and then I'll read what someone else found out. That's like Easter eggs. I'm like, I'm not going to look for Easter eggs. I'm going to see online if someone found
it. Unless I see it naturally, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool Easter egg.
Yeah.
But then once you post it online.
I think I've only done that like once. Because it was frustrating to me that no one else saw it.
What was it?
I saw a hidden Mickey in like... It was a Disney movie that involved a waterfall. Where people fell off a waterfall.
Up. No.
Maybe it was Up.
Goofy movie.
No. But like, I was using this weird app that allowed you to freeze frame. Like, it allowed you to make memes out of any screenshot, and like, it just so happened that when I pulled it up, you could see like a hidden Mickey like next to the waterfall.
Oh, you didn't even intentionally look for it. You just found it.
Yeah. So I was like, cool.
That's pretty cool.
What about you? Actually, you ever post stuff on Reddit? What's your karma like?
I have like 40 karma.
Okay, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. But it was, I only have like 2 comments. So one.
Oh, that's your comment karma, not even your post karma. Wow, you should be embarrassed.
I don't post stuff. I've never posted, actually. Yeah, I don't think I've ever posted anything on Reddit.
I have 225 post karma and 707 comment karma.
How many comments do you have?
Oh god. Does it tell how old is your Reddit account?
2007 2008.
Oh dude, that's
no. Sorry.
Mine's 2005, or mine's 5 years. I mean,
2005.
No, it even exist back to.
I have a lot of comments. I comment a lot of stuff, because you know that's like my thing. That's why I have a podcast. We comment on stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
That's why you don't podcast that much, because you don't comment. You just read. You're just a consumer.
I'm a consumer.
Do you listen to our podcast anymore?
No.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know what answer you were expecting. I was like really confused.
Yeah, I was like, I know for a fact he doesn't.
I was like, is he kidding? You're like, you're just like, you're like, just, he's going to lie. That's what you were listening for.
I have been listening lately.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I haven't. I meant to listen to the Dungeons & Dragons, but I never did.
Yeah, I mainly listened to that one just because I wanted to see how. I listened to it a few times, though, because I wanted to see how it played back.
I think I've only listened to the.
Like the first episode.
The Christmas special.
That's a great episode.
I want to go back and listen to that. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah,
but I always
tell people to do it. Behind the Orange Curtain this week.
Because I was talking to someone about it. Mental notes of what we talked about. So if we ever do it again,
I did not.
We don't do it again.
We need to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good time, man. You know what else we need to do? Play Pandemic with Uxher.
Oh, yeah.
It's been like 3 months.
We won.
It's actually been more, but you haven't played the last two times we played.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't played.
No. But we tried to.
Yeah.
The one time.
We
were very close, and then
we ended up watching Winter Soldier.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Defenders news. Rachel Taylor is confirmed. I forgot what her name is.
Who dat?
Hellcat.
Oh.
From Jessica Jones.
That's cool. So I guess they're getting all
the supporting characters.
The supporting people in the... Which is the one thing, like Avengers never really does that often. I mean, like, here and there. But then you never see, like...
I want to see two broke girls.
I just want to see...
That one
Tony Stark's driver. No, I just want to see... Or that, even. I just want to see these weird supporting characters be like, oh...
No, we don't... Didn't we see... What's his name? Eric Selvig?
Yeah. I mean, there's some. That's what I'm saying. Some, but, like, the ones I want to see are, like... I want to see Happy react to, like, Thor or something. I don't know. I just want to see some Jon Favreau.
Just in general.
Just give me more Jon Favreau.
There's this movie called Chef that he made.
Ooh, is he in that movie?
Yeah. Also directed it.
Ooh, and you also got Iron Man in that movie. And
yeah.
Black Widow.
Yeah. So, and Roy Choi.
I guess I'll just watch Chef again.
A person we have seen in real life.
I'll watch Chef again.
And there's another movie called... I know there's a TV show called... I think it's called Dinner for Four. There's a TV show he had where he had dinner with, like, famous friends.
Oh. Hmm.
So if you want to watch more Jon Favreau. There's also this famous movie called Swingers. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. With him and Vince Vaughn.
Oh, okay. Check that one out, too. I just need more Favs. I know he's a director, but I mean...
You want to see him...
And see him in
on the screen.
On the screen, yeah.
Actually, what's your favorite Jon Favreau movie?
Directed or what he's in?
I don't know.
Either.
I don't know. What's your favorite Jon
Favreau? See, Jungle Book was good.
Oh, yeah, Jungle Book. I loved that one. He wasn't in that movie.
No.
He was.
Was he in the movie?
He voiced...
Oh, well, was he like a hippo or something?
No, I think he voiced the pig. The little pig?
Yeah, I think you're right. He voiced somebody.
So.
Iron Fist news. Misty Knight has been confirmed.
Who dat?
She's Luke Cage. She's like... big part of Luke Cage.
Okay.
I think in the comics she goes out, she dates Iron Fist or something.
Yes, I believe you're right.
So they're doing that cross-pollinization. And I think she's rumored she might possibly get a spinoff later on down the line.
Cross-pollinization is what I call it when one person sleeps with someone and then another person sleeps with the same person.
I mean, that's probably happening too. That's the Netflix world, man. They're all sleeping with each other in the Netflix world, I think.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I saw this crazy picture online at some con where it was Hogarth. Is that her name?
Hogarth.
With
or is it Hogarth? Or am I confusing? I think it's Jerry Hogarth, but I confuse it with the Iron Giant, whose name is his guy's name is Hogarth.
Yeah,
but I think they have the same name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay,
with Mulan. What's her name?
Ming Wen.
Yeah, Ming Na Wen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was them two talking at a con. I was like, they're so close,
yeah,
but they're still so far away.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing, where they can't get two TV divisions to cross over, but it's like different. Mm-hmm. You think that'd be easy. But like, Clark Gregg did an interview where he's like, yeah, I'd really want Coulson to go. Because I think Iron Fist is like one of his favorite
characters.
So he's like, yeah, corporate stuff is keeping that from happening. And I'm like,
yeah, because it's that one dude, right? I guess,
but they're both, Perlmutter. Those are both TV, isn't that under his...
No, source? Netflix isn't under TV,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh. So that's like a separate thing. That's weird. It's like that would be like, you could see Agent Coulson popping up, but that's weird.
Yeah.
Weird things, those rules and regulations.
Now, Star Wars news, Rogue One, a new trailer is coming out during the Olympics on Thursday.
Think we get the Vader breathing
probably
in the end of it? I think that's how you
count. I think it's a mistake if we don't.
Yeah, I think that's probably may or a silhouette or something. I don't think we see any more than that of Vader at all.
No,
in the trailers.
Are you excited for this movie, Akshar?
Yes.
Are you even a Star Wars person?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I feel like I don't even know you sometimes.
Why wouldn't I be a Star Wars person?
I feel like...
That's like...
I don't know. I think like Brian really fucked me up where I assumed he liked all these things. And then,
oh, yeah. Brian just doesn't like a lot.
And then doesn't like a lot of things like Star Wars and doesn't like Back to the Future. And I'm just like,
who and are I get you? Confused because he like likes Harry Potter. And then yeah. I'm like, wait. But I assume he doesn't like Lord of the Rings? I don't know.
Akshar likes Lord of the Rings.
I like
Lord Akshar likes Lord of the Rings.
A lot of book stuff.
But Brian doesn't like Game of Thrones either, right?
No.
What?
He said he like stopped watching it after like 3 seasons.
He got through the...
That's what I was like,
how, 3 seasons yeah. and then he stopped watching.
I was like, he got through
and...
the first 3 episodes
usually,
and he stopped?
Usually like, if you don't make it through the first season, then I understand.
I think if you don't make it through the first 3 episodes, that's where everyone I tell. I was talking to my coworker about it and he's like, yeah, you just have to tell people 3 episodes. That's all you have to get. Just you have to binge watch 3 episodes.
Yeah, because I tried one and I first watched it. I couldn't watch it. I was like, one.
I
I'm
think
like,
I've seen those first 2 episodes one, like a dozen times.
One, and then I'm like, nah, just keep watching it.
Same thing with Walking Dead, though. You have to get through the first 4 episodes.
But then you have to get through that, and then you got to be aware there's peaks and valleys of the show.
When there was a valley, I stopped.
Season Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season 4.
I'm still on it, but yeah, it's a peaks and valley show.
And then Arrow is just an all valley show.
No. There's peaks.
I finally watched The Flash.
Flash is good, man.
Season Flash is great.
But you Flash is also like, there's still like valleys.
Yeah, but
like,
those valleys aren't as deep as the Arrow.
Bad. It's like one
they're
episode
not,
valleys.
Yeah, it's just because there's 22 episodes. They're not all going to be great, but like, there's so much fun.
Yeah.
That it's just like.
With Arrow, it's just like.
Like season 3 looks amazing.
Like Arrow, I think now they said they are going to start going back to season 1 in those flashbacks.
Well, they're at like the 5-year point, so they're like.
So they have to.
But no, because there's still 5 years. They've still got one more year.
Okay.
But I don't think I think they're off the island. I don't know. I hate that island.
Damn,
I hate
the
flashback's the worst part about that show. And there's
did they do an entire season dedicated to a flashback?
No, every year they do flashbacks. It's like half the show. And season 2 was legitimately half the show, and it was too much.
That's why I drove.
But like half that show is flashbacks.
I stopped at season 2.
That's why I like the Flash, because they're not. Their flashbacks I actually like, and they're not every episode. They're not half the show.
And they're very emotional.
Yeah, and they're emotional, and they're like when he's a kid, and it's a different actor, too.
Yeah.
So, like, the Arrow ones are like, it's just him in a wig, and him, it's just like, I don't like this. It's not great.
No. You still watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I do, yeah.
What shows do you watch, Akshar? Let's talk about
Let's talk about what you watch. I watch, like, everything.
Shows that I, like, consistently...
Have you seen Stranger Things yet?
Yes. I watched
it. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
I'm like the only one who hasn't watched that show yet.
Why? Oh, Netflix.
Because I don't have Netflix.
What the fuck? You don't have Netflix?
No, I don't have Netflix.
I know.
Actually, my roommate has Netflix, so maybe I should just watch Netflix.
Yeah.
You can use my account if you want.
Oh, really? You got an open slot?
I think so. How many slots do you get? Oh, yeah. I have 2 open slots.
Okay. Then
An open invitation for anyone. Just for my
I mean, they'd also need your password, which you would have to give them.
Yeah.
I just told people on the podcast, if I were to give out my account name and password,
if how many people would actually try to
do it.
Oh. Well, we've tried to give away free stuff sometimes, and it doesn't really work. So.
Yeah.
But that'd be funny if you just find out, like, randomly 2 years from now someone's like, oh, I got found this Netflix password on this podcast randomly,
shared it with everyone, upgraded it to the Blu-ray tier.
Do they still give you DVDs with
no that's like, a separate thing, you have to sign up for a separate account,
but that still exists somewhere. Yeah. There is a Netflix where I can order this stuff, because that's annoying.
It's a weird thing, like,
but
Netflix.
it's like tied into the Netflix, because you can search for movies and they're like,
yeah,
we don't have it here, but it's here. You can, like,
DVD collection.
Yeah, it's like, can't I take that option off?
I think the max you can pay for a Netflix subscription, though, is almost like, what, $15-something
like 70.
For 4K with like 4 people watching concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the holy shit plan.
Do you hear they're like taxing people in like
Pennsylvania
and stuff?
Yeah, 7% or something like that.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's like a digital media tax.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah, so what do you watch?
Should we
talk about this on Wednesday?
Game of Thrones.
Honestly, the only show I consistently...
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watch Game of Thrones. Okay. Like, I'll sit down and wait
but
for the
you watched this last season even though the book?
Yeah, oh yeah. I had to.
Yeah, of course.
I had to.
He'll be behind. Yeah,
the last season is so good.
Huh?
The last season was.
Oh yeah.
I think if the season started off like badly, like season 5 is kind of like lame.
Yeah.
I might have just season like, 6 was stopped, way better
than season 5.
But season 6, I was like, oh, this is actually.
Well, because they really hit such good. High.
King of the North.
Episode 5, 9, and 10 were amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
And those were amazing.
All the other there's only maybe like one or two episodes that I was like, this is kind of boring.
The one with the Hound, I wasn't thrilled about that episode.
But the one guest was awesome.
But it was very different.
Yeah, at least it was that.
And it was return of a character we haven't seen for like over a year.
Yeah.
But I like.
But his storyline was like weird.
I like the dude. What's his name? The pastor.
Yeah.
He's
from.
I wanted more of him.
He's from
Deadwood.
Deadwood, yeah. Shows that I just recently binged watched all the Flash, so.
Oh, you caught up all the way?
Yeah, all the way.
Season 3 looks... Have you seen the trailer?
No.
Watch the trailer. Yeah. It's, like, awesome.
It's, like, they're doing, like, the Flashpoint Paradox, right?
Yeah. Okay. And they show Wally West in the Kid Flash costume.
I watched that. And whatever's on Netflix.
Well, that's, like, binge watch. You just did Stranger Things. I mean, that's quite a bit of television.
I'm watching
television.
Better Call Saul now.
It's good.
So I'm on season 1 of that.
It's good. Season 2 is better than season 1.
Really? I like season 1.
Season 1's good.
I'm only 4 episodes.
But I like season 4. I like season 2 more.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Rogue One news. It's been confirmed by the actor himself. Bail Organa is going to appear in the movie.
Yeah, he was the Hispanic president in West Wing.
Oh, really?
Oh, was he?
Jimmy Smits?
What was his name?
Jimmy Smits. In real life, that's his name.
I never got to that far in the West Wing.
The show.
But yeah.
Really? Interesting.
I think he was like the last president for that show.
Yeah.
And then Obama came into the office and fucked everything up for that show.
Thanks, Obama.
He's like, you screwed everything up.
Yeah. We were talking
supposed
to fiction. It's too real.
But yeah, it's another tie to the prequels.
Yeah.
Ish.
Like a tiny, like a throwaway scene.
Or was I think he's like a very small cameo. But
yeah, he's only in that scene where like he accepts the baby, right? I think he's only in the third movie.
No, he's in the second movie.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the third movie too, but he's got a bigger role because he's the one that like he knows everything that's going on. Like no other senators really know what's going on. He's like
the Barack Obama.
He saves like Yoda and like Obi-Wan. Yeah. Okay.
No.
He's like a senator who knows what's going on. He's like the Bernie Sanders.
Sure. I'll take that.
Okay. Put in like the weird, because it was like someone had like a photo from like, because they did like some just footage. Yeah. And that's where they pulled it from. He's like, that looks like him. And then he confirmed it himself.
Yeah.
But it was like,
I mean, it's
he
way
looked
better.
As, like the same age though. Which
he looks really,
about.
He's aged very well.
Yeah, he has aged very well.
But it's better than, what's that guy's name? Like, Nyub or whatever? Nyub? The little guy who, like, he's like, I'm in Force Awakens! And we're like, no one cares!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that, and then a live-action show is rumored for ABC. Apparently they were in talks.
A live-action show?
A live-action Star Wars show.
I don't know how excited I am for the, like, just, if it's Netflix, it sounds like a good idea. I just feel like ABC's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
ABC's not the place to be.
It really isn't. Yeah. Like, what's the ABC show that's like, it's like.
What's a good ABC
show? I feel like Lost was like the last one.
Lost is ABC. I thought that was Fox.
No, it's ABC.
Talk on the mic, fool. What are you doing?
I'm drifting.
You forget that you're.
People forget they're on drifting. A podcast.
Yeah.
But like ABC, they just I wish they were better.
Blackish.
Yeah, I feel like they're good at those comedies and stuff.
It's fresh off the boat.
But anything like sci-fi, anything with CGI, exactly.
Modern Family. Oh wait.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Anything
they have
CGI.
Good TV.
Yeah, there's
but not action.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, action. That's what I'm looking.
That's
looking
a good action show.
I mean, I don't think the network really matters, though, but, like, I always get the vibe from ABC. It's like, oh, it's just not quite, it can't quite do the same
Designated Survivor is going to be on ABC.
Oh, yeah. Born.
I thought that was a movie for a second. I didn't. I forgot.
I feel
that
like
a TV
it should
show.
Be a movie. How is that a show?
Yeah. So what's episode 100 like?
Yeah. Is he like, everyone else dies? I don't know. Yeah. Again.
Everyone else. Like,
not again.
And he has to reform his cabinet.
Yeah. Or that's how they reboot it. They kill off the main guy and then they reboot it with
a new guy. With the black kid that's from 24 again.
They pull him back in. It's like, you just did 24. Now you are the designated survivor.
Yeah. You have, this is your lot in life.
You are will always be Kiefer Sutherland's rebooted,
replacement.
Yeah.
And then Kiefer Sutherland's on as a consultant. Being like, exactly. I was a designated survivor before.
I can really tell you how to survive.
How to get away with murder?
I'm not saying there's bad television. I'm saying there's like, what's an action show with CGI?
Once Upon a Time.
I guess they had a lot of seasons of that. Yeah, that's something.
But how substantiated is this rumor?
Apparently, they were in talks.
Okay. Yeah,
like someone confirmed that there were talks happening.
I mean, I feel like there would be talks.
Yeah, of course, yeah, there's of course. Talks. I mean, with Disney, they're like, we want to explode Star Wars in every.
Like, I'm surprised
venue.
They haven't put like pod racing on ESPN yet.
Yeah, win for that.
They need to.
Do they need to?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
It's a necessity.
I was just on Reddit. I saw like if they could remake a Star Wars game and just put new graphics on it. What game would it be? And no one mentioned like pod racing is so far down.
Rogue Squadron 2.
No, Jedi Outcast. Jedi Academy 2, Jedi Outcast.
Battlefront 2.
Battlegrounds, remember that one? The real time strategy game?
Yeah.
What about I like the what's his name?
Bounty Hunter.
That was a fun game.
That was a fun one.
With Jango Fett.
Yeah.
I think I played that on my Dreamcast. No.
Mike had it for PS2.
Cube. I never got that far into it though, but it was, I think, it was really fun. You fly on the jetpack, I mean, cool stuff.
There was a fun one that was in between Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace that I had on my Dreamcast.
The Clone Wars, there was that one
I had,
which would take place after the Clone Wars. That was cool. You can like call in for help and stuff.
Yeah.
But then they had that one for GameCube where you were like a pilot. What was it called? I remember I was
Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron. Yeah. That one was that awesome. The one you were saying?
Yeah. I love that game. Oh my God.
I remember I actually emailed LucasArts about that game because I didn't have a GameCube at the time. And I was like, why can't? Because they made a Star Wars game for GameCube. They made a different Star Wars game for PS2 and a different Star Wars game for Xbox. Mm. Xbox. And I was like, can you just please release that game on PS2?
Can you send me a PS2 copy?
Either that or just give me a new system and go from there.
And they're like, nope.
It's surprising how many good Star Wars games there actually are.
Oh, Battle for Naboo? Oh, sure.
Battle for Naboo. Is that the game I'm talking
about? Is that the game you're talking about? I don't know. I have that. I bought that game for $3.
Let me look it up.
Actually. For my computer. Anyways, yeah. Nothing on Netflix. Let's figure out this game, though. I'm excited.
What could it be?
Remember that weird fighting game they had for like PlayStation? They had a Star Wars fighting game. It was like Tekken, but Star Wars.
No. I don't remember this.
Jedi Power Battles, maybe?
That was a fighting game for PlayStation.
That was a fighting game.
Really? That seems so odd.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't that one. I'm going to look up the Star Wars video games.
There's got to be a whole list of them when they were released.
But they had like a pod racing sequel game called Revenge or something like that, which was awesome.
Do you guys remember Wave Racer?
Yeah. That's for Nintendo 64?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Wave Racer? That's a fun game.
Rogue Squadron came out in 1998. And they had Rogue Squadron 2.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron 2 is the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron 2 is the GameCube one. Rogue Leader. Is that Rogue? No, it wasn't Rogue Leader.
Yeah, Rogue Leader was the like the subtitle of that game, right?
Mm-hmm. Knights of the. Did you guys ever play Knights of the Old Republic?
I had it, but I never played it because it was so long. It was just daunting. I said it for Dungeons and Dragons last week. Like creating a character is very stressful for me.
It is, yeah.
It that I think takes up most of the time. Fable took up most of the time when I was playing Fable.
No, you're right. It might have been Battle. Let's see.
They had Battlegrounds, which was like an RTS for the computer. They had an expansion pack that let you play, and you'd just type in Skywalker and you'd automatically win. It was a cheat code. Mm-hmm. You typed in "That's no moon," and I think you got a Darth Vader on your side. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a Battle for Naboo.
I know something about something, Usher.
Yeah. They still put cheats in games nowadays?
Probably. Not the shooting games.
Well, yeah, because a lot of the shooting games are like online, so like that's fucked up.
Infinite. But even like now, story mode
I don't
games.
Think they do because you can just sell it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I give away something for free when you can
you're
just sell it.
You just DLC.
You just sell those microtransactions.
It's just Easter eggs now.
You're right. You're right. Lame. Because they're more like. A lot of them are more like movies now.
Yeah. Well, there's a GTA. Has cheat codes, right?
Yeah, and there's somewhere they can't. The cops won't come after you or something. Yeah.
No, like it decreases your wanted level and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you can't save and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's still funded.
Oh yeah, I guess if you're doing that part, then you're not going to the store. You're just like, I want to play
get
around.
Get as many stars as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, come back tomorrow for the leftovers. We're going to talk about a lot of sequels.
Hollywood.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
So come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.